Miss Sandy Bell, if you would come up here, please. We are so pleased to have Sandy share a report with us. As many of you know, she was diagnosed with had some cancer issues, and she had to have a surgery, and this has been going on for a month now, 6 weeks?
Well, I've been dealing with it since probably March. I found out I had cancer.
Since March, okay. So she's just going to share with us today.
I don't even know where to start. It's been a rough road. It's been scary, but it's been good. Jonathan read this scripture a while ago about resting, and I think maybe that's the biggest lesson I've learned. And I have. You know, our kids come to us with boo-boos and we love on them. We put them on our lap and we don't expect them to do a thing, but sit there. And that's what I did. And we had long talks and we had lots and lots of tears, but I just sat. And it's a good place to be. But anyway, I went to the doctor this last Thursday. I had gotten my biopsy results Monday or Tuesday, and the nurse had said they found some cells in my lymph node, which is scary because that means it's spread in my, of what I knew. And I was probably looking at some radiation. Hopefully that would be it, but anyway, I went to the doctor Thursday, and they got good margins on what they got from my lymph node, and my cancer is gone. No radiation, no, they're just going to keep an eye on me, so that's all good. And I want to say the hugest thank you that I know how to say, because I have been well loved by this body. From phone calls to texts to meals, hugs and words of encouragement, I have been well loved. So I thank you for that very, very much.
Amen. So Lord, we just continue to ask for protection over Sandy and her family, Lord. Continued healing, Lord. We pray that you would continue to reveal your strong love for us, Lord, in the good and the bad. Lord, we're asking for miracles, signs and wonders to be released continually in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Love you. Amen.